Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Disorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disorder Radio. This Friday, it's the 32nd annual Welcome Back Barbecue here at UBC, featuring a jam-packed lineup. Lots of amazing names, including these guys and gals from Toronto. It's Always, a.k.a. Always. Take it off today on Disorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Always or Always, either way, that is a great sounding act from Toronto, and actually one of the descendants of that act, Molly Rankin of the Rankin family fame, almost Canadian music royalty from the Maritimes there, so great musical lineage, and Always will be here at UBC in about 72 hours time as part of the 32nd annual Welcome Back Barbecue, bumped 1 week late this week, mostly due to Farm Aid. So way to go, Farm Aid, for having the the clout to push back the Welcome Back Barbecue. And it's going to be located right over the hump, literally right over here, about 100 meters from us on the other side of the knoll. Should be a great afternoon of music with a huge lineup this year, including local favorites, Humans, MGH, My Gay Husband, doing his thing as per usual. He's been the house DJ for the last 10 years at least. Earl Sweatshirt also playing and Autographed in a DJ set. So big lineup on Friday as part of the Welcome Back Barbecue. That is still 3 days away. Let's bring it closer to home. We have a very special guest in the studio, and I'm not talking about Britt Bachman, who just made her big appearance. Hello, Britt. Welcome to the show. We have Claire Bailey back from Edmonton. How you doing, Claire? Nice. You've been promoted to Discord Liaison this summer?
Yes, I have. I'm so excited.
Awesome. We're glad to have you with us. Now, we've got a very special guest in the who's going to be performing for us live today. Who is that guest?
We have Mark Mills in the studio today. He's going to do a live set for us, and then we're going to talk to him a bit afterwards.
Sounds exciting.
To do his thing.
It's me, Mark Mills. I'm going to play some songs for you. And I won't keep you waiting. This one is called Silver Fox. It's for all you gray hair, sexy folk out there. All you established tenure, bring your cred. I think you'll need Thanks. Cool. This is a funky pop track about personal space and consent. It's called Bank Account. My name is Mark Mills. We're here at CITR. There's a poster sale going on, and it's crazy. If there's an NSYNC poster, or more specifically, a Justin Timberlake poster, put it aside for me. I don't care how much it costs. I'm here to pay money. What do I got? Cool.
Felt you could hardly breathe. Now they up and
left the cafe. But you won't get it back. You won't get, won't get it back. You won't get, won't get it back today. And you won't get it back. You won't get, won't get it back. You won't get, won't get it back today. Love someone, they mean so much, but for some damn reason you hesitate. Then all your love goes unexposed, and now they're dead and gone, oh, they moved away. And they won't come back, they won't come back, they won't come back to you. And they won't come back, they won't come back, they won't come back to you.
Love between us now, and I wouldn't know if I'm mistaken.
now that I'm gone. Do you remember how it used to be when we were alone? How can I count all the times I'm thinking about you, checking my phone for you? How could I know that the time had come for me, putting me down to a place where I could see? And I want to know that the fight has meant something. I want to know.
No one won't let you down.
Sweet. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to CITR, Discorder Radio. I got one more song live, and then we'll throw it back to the booth. Got a lovely crew here chilling. Taking a break from the poster show, of course. Who doesn't need a Scarface poster in their room? I don't know. If you want one, get down to the Nest at UBC. You've probably got like 4 or 5 to choose from. I'm serious about the NSYNC poster. It would really brighten my life right up. All right, my name's Mark Mills. You can follow me on Twitter, Mark Mills Music. Send me a tweet or whatever. I've got shows. I didn't bring all my gear. I rode my bike to the gig. And I think I'm going to ride my bike to the gigs from now on. And I have been lately, and it works out well. It's like a second layer of sweat that I create on myself. I get sweaty on the way, and then preheating and then reheating. Leftovers for dinner tonight. I don't know. One more track, Mark Mills.
Programs to destroy.
Thank you, Mark Mills. We'll chat to you soon. Oh, they're waving me over. Thanks for sticking around, everyone.
All right, all right. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Mark Mills live right here at CITR. We had a nice little crowd gathered. It's a gorgeous day here at UBC. Lots of energy on campus, and Mark Mills definitely brought the energy up right here at CITR. Claire Bailey is with us, our Discord liaison. How you doing, Claire?
Oh, I'm still doing good.
Nice.
That was cool.
That was very cool. And I'm really excited we're going to welcome Mark into the studio momentarily. He's just wrapping up some chords, and here he is. Mark Mills, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Here, I'm going to let you sit in this chair.
I'll sit in that chair.
Okay, here we go.
Cool. Thanks. Oh,
all right.
Nice. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you for having me.
That was great. I have to say, and sadly inform those listening on air that they missed out on some good dancing.
Oh, thanks. Good. That's
better than good.
In your opinion.
Top notch.
Yeah, top notch. questionable. At times questionable. I don't know how to. But I'm going to just, it seems like you're complimenting me by saying good dancing. And I appreciate that, but I've had mixed reviews.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, have people not liked your dancing?
There's been, okay, if I could describe it in one way, one time I did a show and this very nice person came up to me after and said, I'm a trained dancer and I went to school and your dancing is the type of dancing that looks bad, but looks like it feels good. So I appreciate it. And I'm like, oh, well, thanks, I guess. I liked that. I'm glad that, like, the way that I dance, like, the conventions that she had, you know, been taught and created of what dance is, kind of, like, I think was expanded, maybe? Challenged?
Yeah, sort of like a freeing?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, she followed up to say, like, that's how I dance when I'm alone at home.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Like, oh,
yeah.
Cool. Nice.
That's my favorite kind of dancing.
Yeah, me too. I think so.
Yeah.
Sorry, I maybe drew that out too long, but.
No, dancing is a good topic.
Cool.
But I wanted to say that you are also very prolific at recording.
Yeah.
You've had 5 releases in the last 3 years. And your most recent one has 16 songs on it.
Yeah.
What drives you to create so much?
Well, I think I've had a lot on my mind, maybe. And so there's been a lot within me that I've kind of feels trapped in there at times. And so trying to keep up with ideas that I have. And I guess if I took more time with it, it could maybe come across, I could put it together better or spend more time with it. But it's just kind of, it's been a clearing of ideas and thoughts and just to get it out there and less concerned with what it actually is and whether it's good or whether people like it, and more just, I just hit a point where I'd been holding so much in that once I released that first solo album, it was like a big rush. I felt this sense of urgency
right.
to release material. And I've got another album written, so I'm going to start working on that. Yeah.
Wow. Can I ask you about the most recent album title?
Yeah.
1616?
Sure.
What's the meaning behind that?
The meaning behind that? January 6th is my birthday. Yeah. And it's also the day that my mother died. Mm-hmm. So that was like the 2-year anniversary of her death. And I've been really challenged. At first, I was really confused about, you know, being an artist. And up until that point, everything in my life
had purpose and meaning, and I read into everything. And I'm like, what is this? What's the expression? What's being expressed through this? And I resolved that I had to learn to celebrate death. If I was ever going to be able to celebrate my birthday again, I had to celebrate death and celebrate my mother's death. And so when I was putting these songs together and producing it with my friend Stu, and we were talking, we're like, well, that day is pretty loaded. Why not put an album on that day? Make that a album. And it's like a 7-layer dip at some point of music and tragedy and happiness, you know? So it's a profound thing. Mm-hmm. The day that you were brought into the world is the same day the person that gave you that gift leaves it. So it was kind of, it came through that 1/6/16, you know, my 31st birthday, her second, what to call her death anniversary, death day. I'm not sure, but yeah, it was just a part of my process of probably like my grief process of trying to come to terms with just like that concept of like, how do I celebrate this day?
Right. Yeah.
So,
did the songs on the album also relate to that sort of tension?
Yeah, it's definitely got compared to some of my previous work, definitely a little more of a darker vibe in a way. And in a lot of ways, I feel like I let loose on that album. Some of the topics are a little more direct. And I don't know, I was, up until that event, I always felt like when you're putting a project together, you're thinking about like, how is this going to be put out? How is it going to be received? And I don't know, for me, I would always consider and think of so many things before putting something like an album out. And at this point, I was just like, I've got nothing to lose as an artist, but I have everything to lose as like a person. And so like, what am I singing about? What matters to me? And so there is some elements that are a couple tracks where it's like a little cheeky and can be, you know, somewhat satirical, but the topic, the subject matter is, you know, a little more serious. And like the bank account track is, for example.
I was going to mention as well, in a lot of things that I read that people had written about you, they described you as very positive. But I did notice, like, on the album, you do talk about more serious issues. And, for example, in, like, your last song that you just played, Colonial.
Yeah.
Why did you feel that was important to include?
That song, I felt the importance of that well, I wanted to do like a dance track, like a clubby dance beat that had like a serious subject matter. And so in that song, relating or speaking to colonialism from my settler privileged perspective and the way that I grew up, and the type of climate that I was raised in was so ignorant and racist. And this year marks the 200th anniversary that my ancestors arrived in this continent. So to put a song like Colonial on that track, I wrote that song and recorded it in about 3 hours. And I had just been doing a lot of reading and trying to educate myself on the what it means to be Canadian. And I realized that the way that I was raised and what I was taught was completely false and misguided and, like, inherently racist on purpose. It wasn't an accident. And so I was, like, looking at my face in the mirror, and I was trying to strip down, like, I can't even help it. I'm, like, the face of genocide in this country and of racism, being a white man. And I was, so that song was just like this, I felt this agony and thinking about my children and, you know, the types of things that our First Nations communities have gone through since we arrived. And I'm just, I was having a breakdown, and that song came through that, and still have a lot to learn about it, and it's not history, it's current, and so it won't be the last time I'll be singing about that topic. And even though I feel that as my voice is the voice of the oppressor, because that's what I've come to realize as a white privileged male, that's what I represent. Even no matter how aware and how educated I become on the subject from a current standpoint, I still feel that I embody that, I represent that, because that's what I am. If someone doesn't know me, or with the current laws and the current situation of, it's, we're just as colonial as we were 500 years ago. So it's a lot.
Complicated and serious topic.
It's very serious and complex, and I don't think one disco track is going to change anything. But it just marked the change in myself, because I always had this, like, this move to innocence within myself of, well, it's, you know, I'm a compassionate person. I'm, you know, I do my best to be an ally to Indigenous communities in Canada. It was that realization that, like, I still possess privilege, no matter how much I vocally denounce it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah,
we're gonna pause there.
Yeah,
And go into a song. We're gonna play "I'll Masquerade It" by Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars, who you are playing with on October 21st at the China Cloud.
Yeah.
Thank you.
right, welcome back. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm here with Mark Mills. He just played a live set. It was great. And yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was great fun.
It was great fun.
Yeah, that was great, Mark. Thanks so much for coming on in. And once again, you're playing next month at China Cloud. Tell us a bit about that show.
Yeah, I'm doing so the songs that you heard today, if you were listening, and you can also hear online at markmills.bandcamp and Mark Mills Music on SoundCloud and on all the streaming services. I'm releasing, doing a tape release, so I'll be playing with Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars, China Cloud, Friday, October 21st. Come on down, and it's always a good time at the China Cloud, and we'll be posting some event details soon.
Excellent. Thanks again for coming in, Mark. Make sure you check him out there next month. Should be playing songs from the 1/6/16 album, as he did today. Speaking of albums, it's about time on the show that we go into today's charts. So, Mark, are you going to stick around and enjoy some music with us here in the studio?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, this is the part of the show where we like to count down the top five albums of the week. And as I said, maybe 1/6/16 will be on there in the coming weeks. Maybe, especially after this week's performance. It's been known to boost the standings of artists' albums when they play live sets here. But so far this week, we've got The Avalanches from Australia coming out of obscurity with their album Wildflower at number 5. Number 4, Tough Customer with The Worst Demo. Number 3 this week, Angel Olsen with My Woman. Number 2, former Discorder Radio cover woman Ashley Shadow, her self-titled Ashley Shadow. And number 1 this week, so hot right now, Hazy from XO Virgo Ox. This is the track Letter to a T. Hazy, Discorder Radio number 1 this week on CITR number 101.9 FM.
September 15 through 18, the 9th annual Wavelandia Festival will transform the city of Victoria, featuring a diverse lineup of artists across numerous stages, all within walking distance of the city's beautiful and historic downtown core. This year's lineup includes Jurassic 5, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Wolf Parade, Ex-Ambassadors, De La Soul, Band of Skulls, Prozac, and more. Join us for 4 days of music, food, art, and fun. Visit rifflandia.com for details.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discourse was the name of that track by Meyerpox, I think. Meyerpois. I've never said it before. Excuse me, Meyerpois, if I got your name wrong. But you put on a great live set today at Live at Lunch. Thank you very much. Right here, happening, what happened today, it's happening tomorrow. We've got Marin Potnod happening tomorrow. And all last week, we had lots of great acts performing every day live at lunch. Brought to you by your friends at AMS and us here, CITR 101.9 FM. One of the artists that played last week was Hazy, who topped the charts. We heard her earlier. Okay, so we're almost out of time, but before we go, we want to announce a couple things happening this weekend. Of course, it's Rifflandia Festival happening in Victoria. Lots and lots and lots of Vancouver artists are playing that show, including the Zolas, Michael Bernard Fitzgerald, Derival, Fake Shark, Frankie, Goodwood Adams, Hot Panda, Love Coast, No Sinner, The Tourist Company, Wild Romantics, We Are the City, Vince Vaccaro, Mesa Luna, Moo Drums. The list goes on and on and on of great Vancouver artists, including these guys, Wish Kicker, who are another band that's so hot right now. They've got a feature this month in Discorder magazine. They're on the cover of another local publication this month, and they're playing a show at the Biltmore this Friday night. So we're going to play a track from them and then come back with maybe one more from a Rifflandi artist. This is Wish Kicker with the track Mainline on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Wish Kicker, who are playing this Friday night at the Biltmore. They're also playing this weekend as part of Rifflandia. They're also featured this month in Discord magazine, which you can hear me rustling around with in the background. And by the way, this the show they're playing this Saturday night at the Biltmore is along with artists Fauna, Shade, and Nothingness. It's all happening this Saturday night at the Biltmore. So yes, they're playing as part of the Rifflandia Festival with a myriad of other artists, dozens of Vancouver artists, some big names from the States, including Michael Franti and Spearhead, and one of Matt Muse's favorites, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, playing his second Rifflandia in 3 years. Obviously, the band loves Victoria. So yeah, it's a big weekend. We've actually been, Discord Radio has been the last three Rifflandias in a row. They've been very kind to us. This year, unfortunately, none of us were able to make it happen. So Rifflandia, I know you're going to survive without us, but we just wanted to say thank you for all the great music over the years. And if you get a chance, if you're listening in Victoria, awesome. If you're listening in Vancouver, you get a chance to go, please go. It's going to be an amazing weekend of lots of amazing local live music. In the daytime at Royal Athletic Park, they have two great stages. And in the evening, dozens of Vancouver Victoria venues hosting dozens of bands. You can check the lineup at rifflandia.com. Okay, so that about wraps it up for us today. Thanks again to Mark Mills for coming in, playing an awesome live set. Claire Bailey back, the new Discord liaison, for doing the interview. Matt Muse for doing his thing on the board, and I am Jordan Wade, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to close it off today with Japanese Girls, who are produced by a well-known Victoria artist, Steve Bays, as part of Light Organ Records, to make another Victoria connection there, and they are playing this Saturday at Rifflandia at the Victoria Event Center. So we're going to close out the show with them, Japanese Girls, closing it out with the track Smalls on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
shadows on the wall. They look like animals I've never seen, but I recognize them all. When the glory's fading, and the years is wore off, I think it's more than that, and it's sort of bad that you never seem to cough.
Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.